It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Ashley Yauger. She is with the Utah State University Extension, and we're having a big prescription turn-in day coming up on April 27th. And the thing about these, people think that, you know, they're just wanting like the narcotics and things like that. We're going to go through a whole list of things that they're willing to take. And it's a great way to get them out of your house if you don't need them, if they're expired, all of that. And that's coming up, and we'll talk with her about it. Ashley, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
So let's dive right into this, because I think when we were talking about it, we had mentioned the fact that a lot of people think, oh, they just want like the narcotics and the heavy stuff that, you know, nobody should have a hold of or anything like that. But that's not the case, is it?
Yeah, exactly. People, I think, because they hear DEA, it's associated with the DEA National Take Back Day, they think, oh, they just want opioids, right? And yes, absolutely we want opioids, because 50% of people usually get opioids that aren't prescribed to them from medicine cabinets of friends or family with the best of intentions, right? But that can be a very slippery slope for people in an opioid use disorder. So what we say is get those opioids out of your house. You know, twice a year the DEA does this Take Back Day. The one in April is this coming Saturday on the 27th. But you only get to bring opioids. You can bring any unused or expired medication, whether it be prescribed or just over-the-counter. It can be pill packs. It can be liquids, allergy medications, old Advil, old Tylenol, right? Just don't flush that stuff. Bring it back and let it be properly disposed of by the DEA. And you can, this year, we actually are going to be also doing syringes. We'll have a syringe disposal box at each of our Take Back Day locations for Carbon and Emory, and vape devices or e-cigarette devices, which is really exciting that people can get those out of their houses, right? We don't want youth getting a hold of vape devices. And so we can get rid of those by taking out the battery. And if you can't take out your battery, we'll have a trash bag there for them.
So the one thing that we wanted to just talk about, too, is the fact that, yeah, these are things that are sitting in your house, and it could be something like you've got a prescription, you had surgery, and you've got a prescription for something, and it's still sitting. A lot of people will get the prescription, and then they'll only take it if they need it. And if it's still sitting in your house, this is the perfect opportunity to get rid of things like that, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. I like to call it spring and fall cleaning, right? It's just at the perfect time to go through your medicine cabinets, get it out of your house. You don't want to keep stuff. We all have this habit, I think, of keeping old medications just in case. But, you know, we're not supposed to use old antibiotics or old prescriptions. So just get them out of your house.
And so gather up everything that you've got in your house. If it's expired, if you don't use it, if it's done for, or if it's just something, like I said, if it's just something you don't want in your house anymore, gather it all up and let's get it squared away and get it taken care of. Now, where are we doing this all at, and when are we starting and all that good stuff?
Excellent question. So we have two locations. We have one in Price at the Carbon County Sheriff's Office right on Main Street. We're going to be having some free food from Navajo Taco that we're paying for through the Carbon and Emory Opioid and Substance Use Coalition. And that one's going to be from noon to 2 on Saturday the 27th. We also have one in Green River at the Green River Medical Center, also on Main Street in Green River. And we are going to be giving away $10 certificates for Tamarisk Restaurant for the first 30 people. So come out, dispose of your medications, and grab some lunch on us.
And the other thing, as you said, the medications, but the one thing that you were kind of, you said you did this last year and you're going to put it out there again so people can take advantage of it. It's those vapes and those e-cigs. And you guys are going to have a place to put those as well, because vaping is becoming a problem. And I think we talked about the fact that you and I have even talked about it, that a lot of people thought that when vaping came out, it was a safe alternative to cigarettes. And it's really not, isn't it?
Well, and we're specifically concerned about our youth using these products, because they are targeted use flavors and, right, the nicotine. And nicotine is a habit-forming substance. We don't want our youth to be experiencing these things so young, because that sets them up for a lifetime of substance use, right? So we just want to make sure that we can get all of those vape devices out of people's houses. And, you know, a long time ago, it was traditional cigarettes that people were using, and now it seems to be that a big shift towards these electronic or vape devices. So we just want them not to be in the hands of our youth. Absolutely not.
All right. So once again, going on this weekend, the 27th, you're going to have two different locations, the Carbon County Sheriff's Office on Main Street and then in Green River. And where was the Green River going to be, the medical center?
Yep, Green River Medical Center on the Main Street in Green River, also from noon to 2.
All right, and if anybody has questions or anything, you said your Facebook page is probably the best place to go, right?
Yes, if you have questions or want to see more, there's all the details for both of these on the USU Extension HEART Facebook page. And, you know, if you don't make it to Take Back Day this time, there are drop boxes all over Carbon and Emory counties as well. You can look those up and find them any time of year. So if we talked about this before we started, right, if you have somebody pass away, a loved one, a family member, a friend, and they have a big bag of medications that are left from their end of life care, you can take those anytime to a drop box on that list. And you can just go to DEA.gov and they have a whole list of places that you can find.
All right. Once again, Ashley Auger with the Utah State University Extension here, talking all about Prescription Take Back Day coming up this Saturday, the 27th. Ashley, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really do appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave. I hope to see you all there.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.